Now, it reminds me, talking of gnomes, he said to me in the week, he went, oh, did you see that programme on telly last night about dwarves and fellas without legs nicking cars? And I went, no. He went, oh, it's amazing, right? Because they haven't got legs and that. They scoot along and they can nip into a car like the Dukes of Hazzard.
Explain more, Carl.
No, you see, I didn't see it. Someone else told me about it.
Oh!
That's what I said to you. I said, did you see it? Because I missed it. And it's about these little fellas who specialise in car nicking. And the thing I wanted to know is, because this lad who sort of watched it only watched half of it.
Is he like you?
Well, I said, I can understand how it's easy to get in, but then how do you get away? Because you can't reach the pedals.
Yeah.
Can there be two of them?
But presumably he opens the car for someone else.
What is it?
What do you mean?
What, so he's steering and he's like, right, press the brake a bit.
And then there's one that's just legs, but without the top half.
I don't understand how this helps them, though. Why does this make it easier for them to steer
cars?
Because
they can just get through the window really quickly, like in the Dukes of Hazzard.
What?
Because their legs don't get in the way.
Right.
Do they just run? And just...
But what do you mean the window... I mean, what? So someone's driving along...
No, I didn't see it. This is why I'm asking you. I didn't see it.
Do they leap in when there's someone still driving the car?
I don't know.
Well, there's too many things left unanswered here. I can't go over.
Maybe someone's seen it and they can email in. But that sort of...
This panicked you anyway, I imagine.
I bet you were gutted you missed that programme, weren't you?
Well, I'm interested in stuff like that. Because I like learning, which gets us on to educating Ricky.
Oh, excellent.
We had a good year of stuff, teaching stuff.
Well, yeah, I've learned a lot.
Can you remember any of that?
Of course I can. There was a deaf girl and she hit her head and she could hear. There was also some people who ate tomatoes that were poisonous on lead. There was also a fella who, a doctor who gave a blood transfusion with some parrots from the pet store.
Yeah.
Because the doctor in America, and it was the olden days when the lines were bad, said, give him his parents' blood, and the doctor this side thought, said, give him some parrots' blood. So that was true, and that educated me.
That was fact. What have you got for us?
Well, we've only got two, because I've taught you about jellyfish today, that we need them, so we've only got two things to go at, and I give them a little headline so you remember them, to make them snappy.
Mm-hmm.
The two headlines you've got, oh, what a catastrophe.
Okay.
And the second one is, well, you'd think it'd be Bughead, wouldn't you?
What?
Well, you'd think it'd be Bughead, wouldn't you?
You'd think it beat...
No, you'd think it'd be...
Yeah.
You'd think it'd be Bughead, wouldn't you?
Bughead.
Bughead.
Okay. This can't be... If this is anything with a bug living without a head, I'm not interested. Because we've done it. All you've done is
well,
fun.
Let's just do what a catastrophe.
So it is that. Do well, I do that
one
first?
Which one are we doing?
No, do the Bughead one.
Right, well, the Bughead one. Well, we've talked a lot about animals and that, haven't we, without heads?
Surprisingly, we have. I think a disproportionate amount on it.
If you're a new listener, and this is the first time you've listened, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, we've done all that. We've covered worms, the way if you cut their head off, it grows back if you don't cut too high above its neck. We've covered
the chicken,
the fella who blinked.
Yep. I can't go into it again.
Right?
Let's not go into it again.
We've had the chicken with no head that lived for 8 months.
Yeah. And we've had
cockroaches living for a week without an egg.
Right, okay.
Right, well, it's a bit more on the cockroach front, really.
Right.
They've found, right, that if you get a cockroach and you cut its head off, and then you find a cockroach that's still got its head, but it hasn't got any legs.
Right.
Right, it's not over for both of them, right? Because what you can do, you get the one that's got the legs,
right,
with no head, sort of running around. Get the one with the head, sit it on top of it.
Right.
Get a little tube.
Okay.
So that the fluids.
So is this aunties go out of the room?
Let it finish.
This is like Blue Peter.
Let it finish.
You can get this for Christmas.
Right. You get a little tube. You sit that on top, so the bodily fluids are still running between the two.
Right.
The head of the one on the top will control the feet of the one on the bottom.
Okay.
What about that?
Good.
And will it continue to live?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't know that for sure, do you?
That was just a question that really wasn't expected.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Good, yeah, it's great. Yeah, just a primitive nervous system that can, yeah. Yeah.
Did you expect us to be more impressed and excited by that? Well, did you fall off your chair when you read that? you literally topple off.
Did you think you were going to be the Frankenstein of the insect world?
Yeah. No, I just was thinking if they can do that, you know,
can they do it with humans?
Because yeah. I also did a bit of research.
Of course you did.
Did you have the sort of conclusion that apart from the moral aspect of it, that the human was probably more complicated than?
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? Things move on, don't they? Do you know what I mean? Modern science, Rick. You know, I had Benetton as a kid. Now they've got PlayStation 2, and the difference in 10 years.
They have found that if you lose your head, a cockroach can live normally on your body, but not the other way around. Your head on its cannot control its legs because it's too complicated for your brain. So
then other research. Because I thought if you don't learn from that, I'll give you something else for free, right?
Go on.
That they can clone people.
Uh huh.
The only reason they don't do it, right? Say if like Ricky needed a lung, right? They could clone you and make you the same. But the only reason they don't want to do it is because it'd be a bit horrible, wouldn't it?
So it would take sort of 18 years for me to get an adult lung.
And there's all kinds of moral implications.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean, You hadn't thought
of
that?
Lest we forget, Rick, he ended with, the only reason they don't do it is because it's a bit horrible and that. Which scientist said that?
Right, that's a quote.
That's not it. That's not the other one.
That's it.
No. That was just, you know.
We've got another one to come.
Oh, I can't wait.
The headline again? What was the headline again?
The headline, oh, what a catastrophe.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, a bit more council. This is from his covers album. This is called Snowbird.
God.
Here's the first one. They're not fascinating, Carl, but I'm just interested on your take, really.
Yeah.
What do you make of Cilla Black quitting Blind Date after her husband sent a message from beyond the grave? Are you familiar with this story? I didn't know that.
What's that?
She went to see a medium, and supposedly her husband passed on information through the medium, which was incredibly vague, but persuaded her to quit live on air.
Well, it's about time, isn't it? If even dead people are saying, enough's enough.
Ah!
Oh, but I'll tell you what, though, talking about ghosts and that, do you know how I'm into them?
Yeah.
Right? How weird do you think this is, right?
Well, it's not true. Before you say it, play a record.
No, go on.
Go on.
Right, it's this woman. I don't even know if it's ghost, really. It's just a bit weird.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
There's this woman, and she's... Well, she's not a woman, she's a kid.
Sure.
Okay.
She's walking down, like, a street in her area. It's a nice day and everything. Everything's normal. She's walking down, and a woman comes up, cycling past, right? The woman on the bike looks at the kid, absolutely terrified, right? Got a really scary face on her.
Yeah.
The kid's thinking, why is she doing that, right? So anyway, she thinks nothing of it, goes, you know, I think she was playing in the park or whatever, goes and has a nice day. About 15 years later...
Oh, right, yeah.
She's, I don't know, I think she was going to work, right, on a bike.
She's riding her own bike.
Cycling down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Looks at the kid. That's the thing that happened, like, 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
It's her on the bike looking at her as a kid.
Right. Not another child.
No. Nope. So it's her. She's seen herself.
Carl. I mean, I don't know where to start.
Firstly, where does this information come from?
But, I mean, why do you ever... I don't know what part of that you think can be true. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. What are you talking about?
bit weird, though, isn't it?
But it's not true.
It didn't happen. Nothing happened like that.
She said it did.
Well, who? She's wrong. Who?
She said she saw herself.
She saw herself as a kid, didn't she?
Did she carry on riding?
And as an adult when she was a kid.
Did she stop and talk to herself, or did she ride on by and think, that's a bit weird, there's me as an 8-year-old. I won't stop, I'll be late for work.
Yeah, if I'm late again, the boss said he'd be in trouble. Yeah.
Where is this information? Did it happen to someone you know?
No.
You overheard it on the bus?
No, it was in the 14 times.
Oh, right. Well, okay. That's the answer.
Good.
We've gotten to the bottom of that.
Right, good.
acid. I would sort you out with some science.
Brilliant. I forgot the puns in mind, didn't I? I forgot the puns.
Yeah.
Go on.
Right, so, you asked to sort of be taught some science in that last week after being taught about war. So, did some research. And there's a few things I think we'll just cover... cover one of them now.
Go on.
We've talked a lot about hairy kids.
We have discussed that a lot.
I love the fact that Simon Sharma has never started a programme like that. The Jacobites. We've talked a lot about hairy kids. Go on.
It's a little bit, I mean, it's not your traditional science stuff, but sure. It's still well, interesting and it's a little bit, you know, it's still.
Yeah, we talk about hairy kids. We have disproportionately, honestly. Yeah. I think this show's talked about hairy kids more than any other radio show.
Well, it's one that.
Sorry, I noticed both of you there dropped the H or the H or however it's
called. I had to.
So, airy. Airy kids. Hairy. Yeah. Hairy children, not sort of airy, kind of lightheaded or.
Yeah.
Well, there was the case of the one who lived in China.
Yeah.
And.
Which was weird for two reasons, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, go on.
One was like, he was covered in hair.
That's already weird.
And the doctor sort of checked him over and said, well, yeah, he is hairy, but he's quite healthy apart from he had a little bit of eczema and a boil. That was the main bit of the story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But this one, right, we have sort of talked about it, and you weren't having any of it at the time.
What?
This next bit of science I'm telling you about.
Go on, then.
Right? Remember when I told you about a lad who was living at home with his mum and dad, right? Everything's, you know, normal life, go to school, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then I think his mum and dad had an argument. And it kicked off a bit, and he thought, I'm sick of this. It's happening all the time now. They kept having arguments. So the kid ran off into the woods.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Right?
God.
Now, he left, he went and ran in the woods, and he ended up living with some monkeys.
Right.
Right? And he thought, this isn't a bad life. You know, there's no arguments going on.
Sure.
He was getting on with them. and the weird thing
bananas.
Is...
He loves bananas.
This is where the science bit comes in.
Oh, sure.
He grew a load of hair on his body.
That's not true. It's not true.
It is true.
It's an acquired characteristic.
I bet someone will back me up on this.
But no, you can't. You can't grow hair like that. You might get a little bit more down here. The erectile tissue might, you know, they won't fall out as much. But you don't actually grow a big mane if you're cold and you're a human.
Well, he did. He did. This lad did. I know it sounds a bit strange in that, but he was living with the monkeys, and because it was cold, his body reacted
to it. He was no hairier than he would have been if he was walking around naked on a cold day, with or without living with monkeys.
The fact that he was living with monkeys makes no difference.
No, I know, but I'm trying to get, you know, picture it in your head what it's like.
Although Mickey Dolenz was always pretty hairy.
Right? So, he was living with them, and, he went into town or something one day to get some food, and the people there were like, hang on a minute, that isn't a monkey.
Mm. He went in naked?
No, he was there covered in hair.
Yeah. Yeah, but naked, but covered in hair, so it was decent, it was...
Yeah, but they that was a weird thing, they thought it was a monkey in the shop.
And then so went, presumably he had a big long beard as well, because he couldn't shave, could he?
No, he was just covered, he looked like a monkey.
And they were happy to serve the monkey, were they? There's a monkey, he's buying a newspaper and some milk.
How did he walk, Carl? Did he walk upright or whistling along?
The picture that I saw on the internet, he was on all fours, but I don't know if that's when he was running away after they'd sort of, you know, realised he was a kid. But this was a picture.
So he was a kid as well? He wasn't even like an adult with the beard?
No, he was a kid.
Brilliant. And the beard kicked in a little bit.
So the people caught him.
You're an idiot.
The people caught him, shaved him, right? Got it all off, didn't grow back again.
Right.
You're
an idiot.
Well, like I say, people will have heard this story or read about it.
You're an idiot.
And they'll email in, they don't let me down.
And they'll agree that you're an idiot.
No, they'll have seen the story.
You're an idiot.
So that's a little bit of science.
You're an idiot. Libertines, Time for Heroes on XFM 104.9. Right, okay, so have you got anything that is science as opposed to nonsense?
Well,
kid went off with some monkeys, grew hair, came back, shaved him, it didn't grow back. I mean, just think. Right, something else.
There's a few things I found.
Yeah.
There's a fella.
Oh, God.
Who had hiccups for 69 years. That was a bit annoying.
Yeah.
There's the dog with the wig that we've discussed.
Imagine if you just tuned in.
Yeah.
There's the dog with the wig that we've already discussed.
Did we discuss that?
Not really.
Did I not tell you what he said? I did, didn't I? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What else have we got? Well, there's something here that you sort of know.
Is this going out live?
This is happening, right?
Go on.
But remember when you talked about, sponges?
Yeah.
if you get a red sponge and a blue sponge.
You liquidise them, pour them back into a tank. After a few hours, they know which was which, and they reform as a red sponge and a blue sponge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird when you told me.
Yeah.
Looked it up, did a bit of research.
Yeah.
Thought that was sort of science-y.
Yeah.
You can do the same thing with a mouse's brain.
Okay. Explain a bit more.
No, you can't.
If you get a dead mouse,
yep.
Put its brain into a blender, you know, blend it up, leave it standing for a bit.
Making that up, aren't you? You're confusing this. You've watched Nigella Lawson make some sort of pudding.
No.
What do you mean? It won't work with a brain.
Well, it does with a. I mean, not human brain. Don't be trying that.
Although.
But, no, a mouse one. A mouse one.
And what happens?
It sort of reforms. Goes back together again. No, because apparently it's made up of the same stuff as.
But it doesn't, does it? Because if it's dead, if it's a dead brain, the cells can't act anyway. The fact the sponge is that it doesn't kill the cells, it liquidises them, it doesn't kill the cells.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be a dead brain anyway. It would have to be a live brain taken out from a live mouse for the cells to be getting oxygen and working and being sensitive to each other. And that. I don't see how that could work like it does in sponges.
Mm. I mean, I'm. Do you know what I mean?
You're not a scientist.
I've just sort of read it and gone, oh, that's interesting. I'll tell Ricky and Steve about it.
Yeah.
You're quizzing me as if I've come up with it. If someone else has done it and said it works.
Mm. Sure.
So I'm not.
Do you think ghosts are behind it, or do you think there's a scientific explanation for it?
No, it's just one of them weird things, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's what you sort of. Science covered for this one.
Well, that was another barnstorming feature.
Is that it? Is that the two things you got this week?
Thanks very much for that.
Well, that, I mean, is...
There's nothing behind them. Do you know what I mean by this? There's not like a weight of intellect behind these facts.
Why don't you make that your science project for this week? Find a dead mouse somewhere, Carl, and a blender. We'll bring that in next week. We'll do it live on air, see what happens.
Oh.
Well.
Do you feel sort of let down a little bit sometimes with our reactions?
Well, what are you expecting us to do? What are you expecting us to just, like, look at you, open-mouthed, staring at you in awe?
Just like, oh, God, yeah, where did you find that out? And, like,
yeah, but you know, we know. Tell us.
We know where you found it out. You looked on the internet and a strange homemade website by a maniac somewhere who puts on stupid things that he heard through Chinese whispers. That's where you get your information from. I doubt that anything you've ever come up with is verified. If it is, it's luck.
But what do you expect me to do for you? Do you know what I mean? I'm just...
You know, I'd like to know what the source of the information is. I'd like it to be, you know, a research study by the University of Columbia, rather than, you know, a guy who calls himself Mr. Pickles. On a website somewhere. www.lunatics.com.
I mean, oh, God.
Something, some kind of evidence. Do you know what I mean?
I must warn you now, you know that Steven Spielberg thing's coming, Taken? Yeah? About alien abduction. When you watch it, just remember this, it's not a documentary. Okay?
All right.
And all right.
You remember our E.T.? We were discussing that earlier. You know that's not fact. Factual fact.
Brilliant. Black Star Radiohead from the Bends on XFM 104.9.
Rick, John has emailed in.
Yeah.
It looks here like he's maybe trawled the web himself. I mean, I don't know if people just immediately leap onto the web every time Carl says something in his defence.
I think our listeners are always on the web.
Yeah. Anyway, he seems like he's reprinted here a news story, which seems to confirm Carl's monkey boy story.
Yeah, what was the news story?
Doctors baffled by boy 6 covered in ape-like hair. Doctors in Kazakhstan are baffled after finding a 6-year-old boy covered in ape-like hair.
Yeah.
The boy, called Ablay, was found in a remote mountain village close to the Chinese border. He's covered in thick hair from head to toe and has an oval-shaped skull. Doctors suspect nuclear radiation or a genetic disorder may be responsible.
Fine.
But it's an interesting bit
here. But sorry, it's not that you could have genetic defects. I've seen lots of people born with long noses, 5 feet, etc. I'm saying that he wasn't normal. he wasn't normal and then went to live with monkeys and grew the hair.
Well,
that's my point.
But it says his mother and father are distant relatives. Such marriages are common in the Kazakhstan mountain hamlets. Now, the village elders were consulted as to what to do with him, right? Now these are the villagers, these are the wise men of the village, these are the people presumably that all year long are telling the village how to live, how to survive.
Yeah, you're in charge because you've lived longest.
Yeah, exactly, you presumably are solving any kind of moral conundrums,
yeah,
any sort of awkward things. Do you know what they suggested that they do with their hairy son?
Go on.
Send him to the circus.
The cow's nodding.
Put him in the circus. That was what they suggested, and the mother actually wanted him to go to school.
Instead of dessert. I don't know, school or circus, I don't know. We don't know what's better for him.
Exactly.
I'm not sure.
We must consult the elders.
What do you think, Carl?
It's not a bad life, is it?
What, the circus?
Yeah.
Well, you ran away from it.
Yeah. Love it. But remember that thing that I saw by that fella who, I don't know what you're talking about, really.
Go on. Tell us now. You hooked me. Come on. You can say it. It's okay. What, are you worried that it might be insulting to someone?
Well, it's not nice, but...
Well, you're not taking the mickey out of it, you're telling us... Go on.
It's just... It was in that book again that you got me. You know, the book full of weird people.
Go on.
And things that are wrong with them, and airy people, and...
Yeah.
Lad with three legs and that. There's a fella.
Mm.
Basically just a head and a little body on a skateboard.
Yeah.
Right? Picture of him having a shave. And he was shaving with his mouth bit.
With his tongue.
Like that on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, Carl is now doing an impression of a man shaving with his mouth. Yeah.
Well, it's just a head, bear in mind. He's doing an impression. Imagine a head with a very tiny body on a skateboard shaving with its tongue. That's what Carl was doing.
And he was depressed because he kept getting hats for Christmas.
but if you were him, you would just grow a beard, wouldn't you, rather than...
Oh, why?
Well, rather than go through all
but
that hassle.
But he'd get it caught in the wheels of his skateboard.
I do want to trial this new film quiz we've got, because it's. I mean, I'm excited. I think it's the best competition we've come up with, to be quite honest. I mean, Carl, you agree, don't you?
It's all right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a film-based quiz.
Right.
We'll play you a clip from a classic film. I can tell you the film we're going to play. It's The Sixth Sense.
Right.
And there'll be a question afterwards. And you can win The Sixth Sense.
On DVD?
Yeah, not the ability to sort of tell when someone's behind you, just this film. You know, do you believe in sort of like extrasensory sort of perception and stuff, Carl?
Ghosts and that?
Yeah. Of course you do. Of course you do.
Not ghosts. No, the fact that people maybe can sense, you know, beings.
There was a woman in on the Christian's breakfast show, right?
Yeah.
Blind woman.
Right.
Clairvoyant.
Is that her name?
Forgot. But she was a bit useless.
She's a bit useless.
I'm always worried about what's going to come out of Carl's
mouth.
Yeah,
I'm worried about what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
She's a bit rubbish at being a clairvoyant.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think if you're not that good at something, don't go on the radio and do it.
Carl, you better leave.
Well, she was saying
so
like,
what was the relevance of her being blind? What was that for? What did you tell me?
I just thought it was a bit weird. I think she was using that because the fact that she can't see living people, but she can contact the dead ones.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is XFM 104.9. Once again, Carl's opinions do not necessarily reflect
those of any
other person alive today.
Sorry, yeah, Carl. So how did she demonstrate her clairvoyance? Right, why was it not very convincing?
She was sat in the chair you're at, mm-hmm. right? And people called up and said...
I sensed that.
Weird.
Said, they called up and they said, right, can you have a word with me, Gran?
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, she's dead, isn't she? And it's like, yeah. He goes, oh, and everyone's like, oh, she knows her stuff.
It was 50-50, to be fair.
Yeah. And especially with a Gran, because the person sounded about 35, so the chances are they haven't got a Gran anymore.
Yeah.
And it was just
unless it's
like,
the fellas from Busted, because they in the year 3000, they've only got to a great-great-granddaughter, and that's 1,000 years, so presumably... You know, they can live a lot longer.
Yeah. I just wasn't convinced anyway. I don't want to diss her because, you know, she came in and she did her stuff. And if people believe in it, I'm not going to put it down, but it just was a little bit
odd. You believe in it? You just think she didn't have the real power as opposed to it being rubbish?
No, whatever. But yeah, I don't know what we're talking about there. So we've got the film thing going.
Right, competition time. Brand new competition we've come up with. My favourite. We've ever done, I'll be honest. And a great prize, The Sixth Sense. You get a clip of a great film and then you get to keep the great film. Now, I'll just explain this competition. I think Carl is a little bit of a frustrated actor. And so, by the power of technology, Carl takes the role
in a film. There's a question about it afterwards. This is a scene starring Carl Pilkington from The Sixth Sense.
Jeez, I hope nobody got hurt.
Be all right.
You're very quiet.
I'm just thinking about stuff. That's all.
You're mad I missed the play, aren't you?
A little bit annoyed, to be honest. Went down a storm playing the drums in Little Donkey, but your loss.
I'd give anything to have been there.
Well, you wouldn't, because you didn't, but like I say, it's your loss, isn't it? Anyway, I'm just quiet because I'm thinking about stuff, like I said, right? I'll make a big deal out of it.
What is it?
I was just thinking, what would happen, right, if you put a chameleon on a mirror? How would it handle that? It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Oh, you're scaring me.
That's scaring you. This'll scare you, right? The other day, so two old men sat there having a Twix. You never see that, do you? Old fella having a Twix.
You see ghosts, Cole?
No, just the old fellas having a Twix, boy.
They talk to you?
No.
They tell you to do things?
No, because they were too busy eating, but what's that got to do? What are you looking like that for? Do you think I'm some sort of freak or something? Is that...
I would never think that about you.
Well...
Ever.
No.
Got it?
All right.
Well,
anyway, it's a very chilling scene, that.
That is great. Oh, that is
fantastic. It's a very spooky scene from the film The Sixth Sense. Rick, yeah. I think you've got a question.
Well, yeah. I mean, Carl played it wonderfully there, the role of the child that sees weird stuff. But who played the original role? What was the name of the child actor who played the original role?
It's email only, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. You can win a copy of The Sixth Sense. But I think we can probably play it again later for those that missed it or those that caught the tail end or those that need another reminder.
Yeah, get your it's 15, 20 minutes. Get your answers in. We'll pick a lucky winner and then we'll play it again because I think Carl can go to Hollywood with some of the things I've seen there.
Mm, absolutely okay. Stunning. Absolutely brilliant. Stunning. ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
I'm going to play a track now. We tried to play it a couple of weeks ago, but the jumped. I got a new CD of it. It's Papa Garcia, and this is Natalie and Nusi. Letter to Hermione, David Bowie of Space Oddity album. XFM 104.9. See, I don't know where... I thought you'd sort of learnt a little bit, Carl, what is an interesting fact and what might just be a mentalist online. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what point we're making here? Why the truth is so much more... Even a little bit... Even something that's just, mild, but is definitely the truth, is so much more interesting than just wish fulfilment of truth. To me, if it starts with there was this ghost, right, it's not interesting. You could say anything. There was this ghost that could turn custard into wine. It doesn't matter. There was this ghost that had 9 heads. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. There was this
Carl's looking at you going, there's a ghost that can turn custard into wine.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you say after that. There's a ghost that can swallow alligators whole. The premise means it's not true to me. Do you know what I mean? It's like people say, you know what? God, right? He's incredible. I'll stop you there. The fact that he can make the earth in 7 days, well, you've lost me already. Do you know what I mean? Whereas someone says something like, a cockroach can live 5 days without a head, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Right.
Do you think when you die, they say, you're a ghost, this is going to amaze you. You can go and you can spook people out.
Yeah.
Do you like custard? Yeah. Come over here.
No. Well, if you don't, you don't. Oh, oh. Do you like wine? Of course I do. Oh, you are going to love it.
You're going to love me. You're going to love it. I've lost all my loved ones.
Yeah. Do you see what I mean? It's what your sort of beliefs are based on. Mine are sort of on, I suppose, logic and science. And so I'm amazed by the world. And
so the Iceman, why does that amaze you? What's like, ooh...
Well, they found some part of our preserved past.
You know, it's interesting. I, again, I'm amazed by anthropology and evolution.
Yeah. Just that line on its own like that, you know, they found an Iceman is great. But then it went on and it's going on about, you know, they've had to get different people involved to find out how old it was. Because first of all, the story started off, right? An old fellow on holiday somewhere. Where did they find it? In Sweden or something? And he was walking in the hills. And
he was walking?
In the hills.
In heels? Was he a transvestite?
In the mountains.
Oh, right. In the hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's walking about and he sees this body in the snow and he thinks, oh. So he calls the police up and they come and have a look and he goes, oh yeah, it's probably a murder. So then they dig it up and find out he's got hold of a spear in his hand.
Right. And he's dressed like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
Right. And they realise it's probably not a recent murder.
Right.
His knuckles are dragging along the floor. He's a Neanderthal man. They think, hang on, Carl Pilkington.
But when they found out, hang on, it's an old thing.
It's an old thing!
Can it? If it was a murder recent, then you'd go, hang on, how did this happen? Who does he belong to?
Yeah.
But the chances are whoever murdered him is also dead.
5,000 years ago, probably. Yeah.
So leave it. Just bury it.
I don't think it's a murder investigation.
No, but they are.
It's not Quincy going, this was before my time.
It's no, not that, a murder investigation. Like,
yeah, just one thing bothers me, sir. Just one final thing. My wife loves you, but this guy.
That's how they were treating
him. Why would he have a spear and a leopard skin? I just can't get over this. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
But what are you saying? Right, shut up, everybody. What are you saying? You've got one chance now. You've got to ask me a question, and I will answer it the best way. But what are you saying?
What is
your question?
Right, he probably spent a load of money.
That's not a question.
Yeah, but let me tell you what I'm saying. Right, they're probably spending a load of money finding out stuff about this fella who died. And even if he wasn't murdered, he'd be dead by now anyway. So get over it. Right, 3,000 years ago, he died. Right, so then they start messing about with it. Saying, well, how did he die? Well, it doesn't matter. It was ages ago. Then they start digging his belly open, seeing a last meal that he ate.
Yeah.
Oh, he ate seeds and leaves. Well, no surprise, really. There's no else around. Again, spending more money. Someone's been paid money to sort that out. Then they bury him and then said, hang on a minute, are you sure that he died by, like, a spear? Let's dig him up again. So they dig him up again and find some splinter or something.
I don't believe they buried him.
They did. Well, in some sort of fancy coffin so everyone can see him. But for me, that is more wasteful than sorting out something that's, you know, like someone who's ill. Sort something out, you know.
It's not either or. They didn't put a doctor out of surgery.
Exactly. There's not an old man in a bed in a corridor or somewhere.
Yeah, going, Ted, what are you doing? I'm just giving this bloke a stat clear. No, look, we found an old fella in a skit. Okay, take over. It's not either or. Carl, what are you talking about? It's scientific research.
But don't you see why this is fascinating? It gives us an insight into how we lived 3,000, 5,000 years ago. That's an incredible historical document.
If it was your equivalent? I wonder if he was like the Carl of the time and there's people, you know, ghosts now, through there going, oh God, you don't believe, I don't believe it. They've dug up Carl. They think we're all like that. Oh no, don't. Oh no, they're going into his brain now. They're looking at how his brain works. We're going to get such a bad rep.
Each to their own. If you like it, I just thought it was a bit of a
waste of money.
A little bit of a waste.
Yeah, okay.
But there you go. Anyway, we give out the answers to Rockbusters next.
If we must.
Yeah. It sometimes stuns me.
Mm.
Sometimes I'm taken aback. Do you know what I mean?
But what worries me is if one day aliens do visit.
I'd love
and
that.
They come down, yeah. But what worries me is they might bump in. What if they bump into you? What if they bump into you and they think that you represent mankind?
And they go up and they start another planet.
They're going to we'll ask you three questions, and if you answer them correctly, we will not blow up your planet.
Yeah.
We'd be doomed.
Well, it depends.
It depends. Well, they ask you, don't they? What if they said, right, Carl, what's the weirdest thing ever found in China?
I'll say, airy Chinese kid.
And they go, right.
Okay, interesting.
Too, all right.
What don't you see anymore?
What do you see an old bloke doing?
Don't see an old fella eating a Twix.
Yeah. And they say, what if they asked you, what's across the road from you when you're washing up?
Well, there's three things. So you just want one of them?
No, yeah. I want all three.
You want all three? It was a Chinese kid dancing about in his underpants.
Yeah.
There was a bouncer every night getting ready to go to work. And the third one, the old woman reading a book, the same book,
And they go, right, your planet's saved.
See, Quark, see, back in the ship. Yeah, they are a superior race.
I just always find that thing that if, you know, you're used to living with someone,
yeah,
one of you will go, let's go to bed, then you'll go, all right. But when you're on your own, you go,
you just forget to go to bed.
I just stay up.
Okay, stop eating now, Carl. You've had all the food, that's just a plate. All right. Okay.
Yeah. No, I stayed up and watched, there was a thing on about Dracula.
Right. What, Dracula?
And I found a flaw in it.
Go on.
Not the fact that he's the living dead and
nope.
And drinks blood to stay alive and he doesn't reflect
and he can in mirrors.
Well,
and you can, go on.
The mirror thing, he can't look in mirrors, can he?
Well, he can look in mirrors, but he can't see himself in a mirror.
Yeah.
Well, that still doesn't work.
Okay, go on. It doesn't work at all, Carl. It doesn't work at all.
Well, centre parting's always really neat.
His centre parting's always really
neat. How does he do it if he can't look in the mirror?
Blood on the floor or something it was called. Rubbish.
I love the floor in the Dracula film is that his centre parting's too neat. How does he do it without a mirror? Oh.
Was it a documentary about Dracula?
No, yeah, it was
the real Dracula. The real Dracula.
Yeah, the real Dracula.
It's just a film. It had blood on the floor or something. It's called. Yeah. It's rubbish. Yeah. From 1970.
Yeah.
Right. But you say that and watch that.
You know there aren't really vampires in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it still annoys you that his centre parting was too neat.
Well, if you're going to do it, do you know what I mean?
I'd like to see him with a fringe sort of pushed forward and maybe a hood up. All right. Come to suck your blood on that. All right.
Yeah, just bits of tissue paper all over his face where he's cut himself clean.
Oh, can't see. Bloody mirror is annoying me now, isn't it? Yeah. I'd love to see that. A little Mank Drac. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Well, that might be a film that we do in our movie.
Mankula.
Just getting onto that.
Mankula. Count Mankula. All right. You got any rave? You got any rave music? Huh? Got any Oasis or that? That'd be brilliant. He came from Manchester. Please welcome Mankula. All right? That'd be great, wouldn't it? His hair's a mess. Well, I can't see in the mirror, can I? I told him about this thing. I don't know if any of you out there know about this, but there's an experiment they did in the 50s, a clinical psychology experiment, where your two hemispheres of the brain, okay, they're joined by a thing called the corpus callosum, right, which is just a little flap of skin, like a little scartly that joins your two hemispheres. And what they did, they cut that in half, and they thought it was a cure for schizophrenia, but what it turned out to be, or epilepsy, I think, I can't remember, was that your two sides of your brains didn't function together. You couldn't get information. I was telling Carl all this thing, and one of the things I told him was that they did it on a monkey, and it fought itself over a nut. Like, its right arm was connected, you know, by its left lobe of the brain, and it was fighting over itself. And Carl went, instead of, like, thinking this is an amazing experiment, he went, would it have been happy if you'd given it two nuts?
Yeah, I know. Well, you started off by explaining, and I remember you mentioned, because I was watching the two of you as you were describing it to me, you said, of course, one side of the brain deals with symbolism. And as you said the word symbolism, I noticed Carl drift away from looking at you, pick up his mobile phone, and start pressing buttons randomly. And I thought it was the word symbolism that got him. And I noticed it took you just a moment longer, and I think the first thing you said was, when did I lose you?
Yeah, I knew I'd lost him.
It's extraordinary, and he doesn't even try to disguise it.
I think I said nomenclature at one point as well.
Right, yeah.
And I knew I was dicing with death there.
Yeah.
But I told you, you tried to look it up, didn't you, on the web? You didn't find anything about it, did you?
The spelling of it's, what is it again? What's the word?
Corpus callosum.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
No, there's no point. Yeah. Don't bother.
Give up.
Don't bother.
Give
up. So if anyone knows any interesting facts about that,
yours hasn't been cut in half, has it, Carl? That would, again, might explain something.
I'll tell you what we will be talking about later. I don't know if you're sort of aware of them, Steve.
Go on.
Bonobos.
Oh, I
don't know much about bonobos.
I told him about them. He was looking for stuff. I said, put in bonobo. He was having no luck with chimp. And they're a form of chimpanzee, but, they're even closer to us, evolutionary speaking. They've got their social groups are more like ours, they're more intelligent. And he was loving it, weren't you?
So is it human bonobo Carl? is that how it works on the evolutionary ladder?
Chimp Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
we're talking about bonobos, you're excited about that?
Yeah,
that's coming up in monkey news?
No, I think it's a bit of a monkey bonus.
Okay, this is Carl in the classic The Shining.
And what's the question?
Well, we might ask that afterwards.
Okay, then.
still try to write the book then? Yeah?
Yes.
Good. Funny, someone told me the other day, weird thing about a typewriter, the top row of letters, the longest word you can write, is typewriter. Oh, I'll just show you, That's weird, isn't it? It's just the typewriter being, you're not in the mood, are you? You're in one of those grouchy moods again, that you get into when you're writing.
I'm not being grouchy, I just want to finish my work.
Yeah, it's just... She being a bit funny, a bit offhand, isn't that?
Let me explain something to you.
Go on.
Whenever you come in here and interrupt me, you're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me. And it will then take me time to get back to where I was. Understand?
Yeah, but I just was coming in to try and cheer you up. You know, if you... I mean, I'm full of ideas as well. You know, if you're having a problem coming up with stuff, got loads of stuff, loads of ideas you could write about. The other day, I read about this airy Chinese kid.
What do you want me to do about it?
No, it's just that it could make a good book. Do you know what I mean? Sort of following round.
That's swell.
Well, I'd buy it. You know. But if you don't want to know, won't have to... Don't bother doing it, but... Do you know what I mean? It's just airy Chinese kid. It's weird because they're not normally that airy over there. Yeah, this kid cakes in it. But if you don't care...
I wouldn't touch one hair on his goddamn little head.
You won't have to touch any hair on his head. Like I say, he's covered. Leave the head alone if you want. Touch his hands. He's totally covered in it, but...
I love the little son of a bitch.
Well, don't go that far. You haven't met him, but I can sort it out.
I'd do anything for him.
I don't think he'd expect that much. Just take him to the barbers 3 or 4 times a week. You know, he's a good little kid. In fact, I'll do it. I think I'll write a book on him. Yeah?
Do you think you can handle it?
Yeah.
You're not too busy, are you?
Well, I'm pretty busy. I've got to sort out some monkey facts for the show this Saturday, but I reckon I can still...
Why don't you start right now and get out of here?
All right. I will. If you're going to be like that. Couldn't borrow a pen, could I? See you later.
There you go.
Haunting.
Haunting stuff there. Carl Pilkington in The Shining.
You know, in the film, Jack Nicholson goes crazy because the suggestion is he's maybe possessed by demons that maybe are in the hotel. But, you know, if I was stranded in a desolate hotel, removed from all human contact with Carl, I'd go mental with an axe without being possessed by demons. That's more chilling to me, trying to get some work done and you keep wandering in.
I'm trying to get Carl to spend a couple of days in the caravan with me, just for the head of it, and he won't. I've offered him money, won't I? I think it'd be a great laugh, won't it, Carl?
Oh yeah, great.
That would be terrifying.
No, I want to film it. I just want to film it. Like a little video diary. There's Carl there, he's just waking up.
Well, if I was stranded in there, that would be like being, I may as well be with Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees. That's more scary.
The thing is, Ricky doesn't mess you about as much as he messes me about.
No, you see, you've given him an inch. You've given him an inch and he's taken a yard.
12:30 you got in today. In 30 minutes between 12:30 and 1, the old bin lid on the head, he wanted to do that again.
Yeah.
Squeezing my head, think he had a go at, and a karate chop on the back of the neck.
Yeah.
All in 30 minutes. Yeah. Who else can say that?
What do you mean?
Anyway, have we got a question then?
Yeah, to win a copy of, I'm so embarrassed to say it, The Shining on VHS is worth £5.99 and it will have already been watched by Carl Pilkington, probably not even rewound.
Yeah,
to win rewound that.
And a little bit of tripe and cow eels just slipped into his dinner. A farm cake outside.
As he was reading the back of the box trying to figure out what was going on.
The ingredients.
Here's a question.
I've got a question.
I want to hear Carl's first.
Okay.
No, it's about the film. Because when I was whizzing through it, I saw something. I thought, oh, that's good. The kid who's in it, he was writing something on the back of a door with lipstick. What was it?
Well, that's a tricky question. I can't remember.
Nor can I.
Alright.
So the kid in it was writing something on the back of a door.
Is that going to be too hard for anyone?
Let's see if, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's somebody.
Right, the phones are going, so it might be.
Yeah, but this is email, isn't it?
All right, Ricky.Gervais at xfm.co.uk. What was being scrawled on the back of the door by the little kid in The Shining? Be honest, if you know that, it means you've probably already got it and you've watched it about 8 times.
Yeah.
Fair enough, though.
All right. It's something, when I was looking on the web, found something out.
Go on.
It's a story about a woman who had a baby. Who had a baby.
What are you talking about? What?
A woman who had a baby who was having a baby.
It was no clearer when you repeated it.
No! Go! I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do for the common good, right? Pursue this line of inquiry, right? Because I don't know where it's going, or play a record. I'm actually torn. I don't know what to do.
No, I remember seeing it and thinking, I've got to tell Ricky about that. It's brilliant.
What should we do? Should we go with it? It's entering into the abyss. It's opening Pandora's box. It's peeking. It's going down to the cellar.
I've got a couple of questions though.
Go on then.
Well, come down there with me.
Okay,
come down in the cellar with me.
Okay, right, Carl. What? First of all, it was on the way. What do you mean? The baby was what? Had another? Was it? She didn't give birth. The doctor didn't find one of those set of Chinese dolls up her. Russian dolls, whatever they're called.
That's what I pictured it like. Those dolls where you take the head off and there's another one in there that all look the same. But no, the story was there's a woman who's.
No, don't just say it again. That's a headline. That's not a story. There was a woman who had a baby who had a baby. That's not a story. Imagine handing that in as a thesis to loads of the BMA. There you go. Read that.
That's a children's rhyme.
Yeah. There was a woman who had a baby who had a baby. What do you mean? So she had a baby, right? Yeah.
And,
That bit's fine. We're okay with that.
That's normal. That's normal.
A woman had a child.
Yeah, totally normal.
She gave birth. Fine.
Yeah.
Next.
Well, I don't know that much more, apart from the fact that the baby's, like, roaming about, and then 12 months later, she's like, oh.
Interesting. So the gestation period of that baby was actually 3 months more than an adult.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Weird, though, isn't it?
So was the headline, my baby's 12 months pregnant? What are you talking about, 12 months later, what are you talking about?
Forget it.
No, you haven't even finished the story. That what you said, and 12 months later, you didn't even finish the sentence. So what do you mean?
No, I didn't read any more into it because I just saw that and I thought, that's weird. And then I just was thinking, oh, like, imagine the kid at school, at parents' evening.
Go on.
And it's like, well, your kid's pretty good. Now let's have a look at your work sort of thing. Don't you think that'd be weird?
But what? Did the child have a baby?
Yeah.
Of course it didn't! Play a record!
We shouldn't have gone down in the cellar. We should have just left the cellar door closed. I've never learned. That's The Zombies and a song called Time of the Season. I've enjoyed that.
What do you think of Zombies, Carl?
It's alright, yeah.
No, not the group, but the Living Dead.
Don't worry about them.
No? Why?
Not about, are they? It doesn't happen.
You don't believe in that?
Listen, right?
You don't believe in zombies?
So,
but you do believe a baby had a baby?
Yeah.
On you go, on you go.
Are you still saying that didn't happen?
Yes.
Right, well, I'll find the thing again, I'll print it off and
then
you'll read
it. Well, all I'm saying is there's more information that we need.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it always annoys me that when I do get the information, you'll go, yeah, but it's named Sally, you didn't say that, and make out...
No. Don't make it look like we're over-inquisitive or over-cynical. You come out with the most abominable things man has ever uttered, and you expect us to accept them. Usually headlines, usually illogical, not just probably wrong. So, fleas are born pregnant.
Are they?
Interesting. Yeah.
All right.
See?
On we go.
See, that's true, and you're not impressed, because it doesn't involve a little werewolf child. Or half man, half shark. It's not good enough for you.
No, but if I read the first line of something and it's not that interesting, I go next, right, and I move on. Now, when I saw a woman had a baby and it had a baby,
didn't read on.
No, but all right, I didn't read on, but it got me thinking. Like I said, it's you wonder about the parents' evening. I was thinking about is it a good thing because you're going to spend more time with the kid. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of mums who have to go to work and that. She's going to be a great mum. Grew up with her, literally.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
She's going to be a great mum.
I just wonder if, I know it sounds weird, but if
was it's- Was it the you know the baby that woman had, was that a girl or a boy?
Right, it would have been a girl, wouldn't it?
Of course it would, it'd be mental, wouldn't it, if it wasn't?
Right.
It would have been a weird story, wouldn't it?
So anyway, that reminded me, because we were talking about other amazing stuff that Ricky told me to find out about. Steve, are you aware of bonobos?
We mentioned them earlier, I'm not particularly familiar with bonobos. Right. It sounds like a cream cake.
No, they were a sort of a chimpanzee, but more advanced than the traditional chimpanzee. They live in one sort of particular area, and you know, it's the sort of closest animal to the missing link. They're very intelligent. They take on a lot of social aspects of human. They have sex for pleasure, mm-hmm. and no other.
Steve's looking annoyed.
He's done ya. What did you find out about?
Apparently, I found out it's 98% not human, this kind of thing. It's nearly human, but it's not.
We share 98% of DNA
with
it.
Yeah, 98%.
It's a higher percentage than you.
They have sex for pleasure.
They do look a bit like him, though. They've got a little round head, haven't they? But, and they sort of, they're much more upright than the, you know, got a more flexible.
I sort of get bored with animals that are like classed as being intelligent, right? So when you told me,
because they're not doing enough, they're exactly. not playing Nintendo.
Do you know, like that? People always rave on about dolphins, saying, "Oh, they're really bright and that."
Yeah.
You know, I was having an argument with Suzanne about it, and she goes, "Oh, yeah, dolphins are really intelligent." And I said, "But what? What have they done?" So she said, "Well, they use them in wars. They strap bombs to the back to go out to boats.
Yeah.
To then blow up the boats.
Hmm. Yeah. They've trained. Yeah.
Well, that isn't that bright." If it was really bright, it'd go, I'm not doing that.
Well, no, they leave them. They don't blow themselves up. They anyway, but...
All right, well... So anyway, so bonobos, really bright and that.
Mm.
Now, I was looking at them, and they are, you know, they're saying... They're just like humans, basically, right? Mm. But what I was thinking is... I didn't have a chance to ask you. If you got a mentalist...
Right.
And put the bonobo in an exam.
What do you mean a mentalist? What do you mean?
Well, you know, someone who's, you know, a little bit, just a little bit slower than me. And put them in an exam. What would happen?
Right, okay, you've got to be clearer here, Carl. What are you saying? Are you saying pit the wits of a bonobo against...
Someone who's educationally subnormal?
Yeah. What do you reckon?
I don't know where to start.
If they're that good, why aren't they being used in labour and stuff? Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean in
no,
the government?
Like, you know, like some jobs that they could do. Caught onto it and thought, well, hang on a minute.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with the bonobo. Seriously, could it do a job of work? How advanced are these creatures?
Well, lots of animals do job of work. I think Carl wants this bonobo to start going to work with an umbrella and a bowler hat and have sort of like rudimentary language skills like, morning, morning,
right. So I couldn't employ the bonobo to be my PA? How advanced are they? Could I teach you to go in the shops and collect something and bring it in?
Yeah, but you can teach a dog to do that.
Yeah.
It depends what you mean by intelligence, social interaction, also dexterity capability, you know.
Could it produce this show?
Yes, I thought it could, randomly.
Yeah, just by pressing the buttons it can do a better job.
It depends what you're asking, Carl. What you mean is, could a chimp be a thick human at an intelligence test?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it depends on what the problem with the human is, doesn't it? Right. First of all, mental illness has nothing to do with intelligence. Let's get that straight. That's one thing. Mental people aren't necessarily less or intelligent than people.
Now, is that the clinical term?
Exactly.
A mentalist.
A mentalist. Sometimes I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to start with where he's going wrong with the question, to answer it, to find out what he really means. Because
it's just like if that did happen, right?
What could happen? You want the Planet of the Apes, right, don't you?
Here we go.
Go on.
Right. I go to school. I go to a new school.
Yeah.
I go in the class. There's three bonobos sat on the back row.
Yeah.
Right, I think it would make everybody would work harder because you go, well, I don't want a monkey beating me.
Whereas when I went
to school, they'd be an incentive.
Yeah.
Well, I think
they go, oh, go on. What do you mean?
No, I would have loved it, because I mean, one of the reasons I didn't like school is it's like, oh, I'm not bothered. You know, I'm not bothering going in today. I'd love it if I went in and someone said, right, you're going to start coming again. Why is that? Got three bonobos in your class.
What if they didn't hang out together, like the two little kids with the webbed hands and the big heads?
What if they started bullying you, stealing your pocket money?
Well, maybe go in. I'd stop
maybe copying
in.
You. Maybe making you do their homework.
Yeah, yeah. They did find out.
To be honest, it would probably be the other way around, and he'd score better.
Yeah. God, have you been copying?
Have you been copying the bonobos again?
Have you been copying Boo Boo again?
Be good though, won't it?
Well, it'd be great. I wish I could live in your mind for just a day. So it must be great when you walk around and see things.
He's been slagging you off as well, Steve.
Well, go on. What's
in the week, you know, he was slagging you off. I mean, in the week, I was joining in and laughing along. But now I'm thinking now I'm thinking that you're more on my side than he is.
Thanks very much, Rick. I'm glad to see you've come round.
He said he was. I was in the pub with him and Johnny.
All right, so there's a little audience. Good.
And he said, have you seen Men in Black 2? I went, no. He said, have you, Johnny? He went, no. He went, oh, there's a thing in it that looks just like Steve.
Mm.
And I went, what? He went, it's a thing, he's got really gangly arms and bulbous eyes, and it just works really fast in the aliens registration thing. And I went, all right. I said, we'll bring that up Saturday. Since he's not here, you know, what do you think of that?
Well, the reason is that I think the problem I have with is this, that if I was to say things like that about Carl, I'd destroy him. He'd be a broken man after I'd finish with him.
Call in, Carl, or Steve's going to say a few things about you.
I'm going to get a couple of home truths out there.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Yeah, we were, you know, at the time I was joining it, we were having, you know, slagging you off on other things as well.
Sure.
But now I'm thinking maybe
you were wrong.
Maybe I was taking the mickey out of the wrong person behind their back. Kings of Leon, Molly's Chambers. What do you think of that, Carl?
All right.
There's a surprise.
Oh,
another insightful remark.
Steve is not a fan now. Not only does he know you've been slagging him off behind his back.
No, I wasn't slagging Steve. If you get it out on the DVD tonight, you'll know I'm not slagging you off. It could be your brother.
I know the fact that it makes it worse, but he's thinking you're going to go, oh, he wasn't slagging me off. It does look like me. I do think I'm an alien. I love the fact that you hope Steve will go, he's got a point. It's a spitting image. Yeah.
I am, seriously, Carl, I'm really angry. I'm so angry with you at the moment.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I know, because I know what it's going to be, and I'm just.
Why?
I'll tell you why I'm angry, because he doesn't do it in jest.
Remember, what do you think it's going to look like? What do you think this thing's going to look like?
It's going to look ludicrous. It's not going to look anything like me, but no, he's going to pretend it does. No, go on, what? Go on.
No, it does look like you.
Yeah, of course it does. And you looked like the Hugh Manzi.
Well,
you know. I mean, to be honest, you did a bit, Carl. You walked like him, you bowled like him, you got a sort of gormless face like him. Any more?
I don't smoke. That does.
Whoa!
Well, we've got some weird stuff to talk about, though.
What?
Coming up later.
What?
Darren Brown.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting.
I know the fact that the track, we've just talked about him asking me nicely not to squeeze his head when people are around, and a girl who ages so quickly she should be served in odd bins, and he goes, but we've got some weird stuff coming up.
That's Carl's world.
Yeah. That's our song, isn't it, Carl? Leave all this misery behind. There's Snoop. Beautiful XFM 104.9. Gervais Merchant Pilkington. Carl had a treat in the week, didn't he?
He couldn't believe his luck.
We know Darren Brown. You know Darren Brown, the sort of magician, mind reader fella.
It's more special than that.
Well, called me up in town, said, do you mind if we bring along Carl? He went, pleasure. Carl's very cynical, saying, well, he won't get into my head.
Yep.
Great, wasn't it?
It was brilliant.
He went, can I ask him questions? I went, well, no, he's social. He went, I'm not coming. I went, well, I'll ask him. I want him to know how he did that trick when he said, you've got the winning ticket. I went, he's not going to tell you. He's a magician. He went, well, it's not worth it then. If I can't quiz him. But he came along.
I still did, though, didn't I? Got in there with the questions that the people wanted to know about.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on. What did you ask him and what did you find out?
I said, how do you do that?
I love the fact that the first half hour, me, Steve and Darren Brown were convincing Carl that he didn't see a ghost when he was five.
Yeah.
And then we got onto the tricks.
Yeah.
Well, you, I mean, it will live in my mind. He won't get inside my head.
Yeah.
And he got inside your head magnificently, Carl, didn't he? I mean, were you not amazed? I mean, we, Darren promised actually that he would come on the show in the future, and then you, the listeners, can see how he can baffle, amaze, and I think just generally freak out.
I think we should film everything that happens, right? Because it's just a waste, because you're only getting half of it when you hear what Carl has to say. Because his face, honestly, it says 1,000 words.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? It's just, I think we should film it and just put it on a DVD of Carl's facial expressions. This is Carl thinking he saw a ghost. Yeah. This is Carl thinking they were going to clone a man moth.
Yeah.
It's just different faces.
So do you want to try and explain what he did and what marvelled you so much?
Right, yeah. He comes in, he sits down. I'm a bit sort of, bit spooked by him straight away.
Oh, you're spooked by him straight away,
were
you?
Yeah, it's a weird thing about him. Uh-huh. Right? So anyway, he sat there. And I'm watching him.
It's because he was naked.
Checking, seeing what he's, you know, looking at and stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, he gets his paper out, and I think, right, he's gonna do a bit of trickery and that. And he says to me, right, write down a number and a name, right? It was between
a two-digit number, and a name of anyone you know.
Yeah. Right. Now the thing is. I thought of the name because I was telling Steve earlier about the kid at school who I fell out with, right? Yeah. Over that girl who was called Aris,
yeah.
Right? So that name was like in my mind, ready to go, because I didn't want to use anybody's name who I knew, sort of now, because maybe you've mentioned it in the past. You know what I mean? I couldn't say Suzanne.
I knew Colin Makin anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you know what I mean?
I picked
a name. Yeah. Well, I thought you might have been thinking about Auntie Nora. Yeah. So I picked this name, right, that you three didn't really know about, right? Number just came to mind, right? So he
42,
says, right,
we were never thinking
42,
of that.
42, right? Yeah. He said, right, just keep saying it over and over in your head. And I'm there, and he's saying all these sort of different numbers at me, and I'm trying to throw him off a little bit. Every time he said a number that was nothing like 42, I was sort of smiling, looking a bit nervous.
Yeah.
Don't know if you caught that. Right.
I just, all I could see was you looking sort of blank.
Oh, right.
Stony-faced.
He picked the wrong person. When he said, let your mind go blank, he'd realise he picked on the wrong person then.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So,
you had to squeeze his head to get it going again.
I said, Darren, if in doubt, he'll be thinking of monkeys. Yeah. And Darren looked at Carl and he said, were you thinking of monkeys? He said, I tried not to and I thought of them more.
Right. That's true as well.
Yeah.
Right. So, I'm there thinking of these numbers and that, and he said, right, let's just talk about other stuff for a bit, right? So I was like, well, I'm not going to say anything, right, because I don't want you to catch me out. But then when we were talking, I was trying to like knock him off track.
Clever.
Do you know what I mean? I played a bit of hardball with him.
Yeah.
I was like saying, because we were talking about aliens and that as well, weren't we? And I was saying, well, you know, they might come and land again in 2060.
Clever.
You know what I mean? Dropping in different numbers and that. And so doing all that, playing him at his own game. And I think I had him for a bit.
On the ropes,
right?
Yeah.
So anyway, comes down to the time when he's telling me the name and the number.
Yeah.
And will he explain what he actually did? I mean, that was...
He said, just think of a number at the end of it. And he said, oh, is it an I? And you went, it wasn't an I, but there is no... Okay. And anyway, He got
the name.
Harris. Then he went and said, are you an extrovert? And he wrote down these numbers.
Well, he wrote down some numbers, and he said that if you're an extrovert, these are the numbers you tend to choose. If you're an introvert, these are the numbers you tend to choose. And he wrote them down, and he said, I don't think you're really an introvert. I don't think you're this. I don't think you're that. Da, da, da. And I think he came up with the number 32, didn't he? He said to you, you're thinking of number 32. You said to him, no way. You couldn't believe your luck, could you, when you'd caught him out?
But he said it's either 42 or 32, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, but it was beside the point, because then he said, you know, rather brilliantly, hang on a minute, if you just add up these numbers here, that adds up to 42.
It was a magic square.
If you add up those numbers, that's 42. That's 42 across diagonally there. That box is 42.
All the numbers that added up on the page, whether you go across, sideways, down, across, whatever, always added up to 42.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? And
you've got the name Harris.
It freaked me out. I kept saying to him, how do you do it? How do you do it? And he wasn't telling me. I was talking to people at work about him, and... one lad said, apparently the trick that he uses is the same thing that Hitler did.
Play record.
No, seriously.
Just apparently it's the same thing because he was saying
what play record.
No, just let me finish because now I've even ran it by other people to check if I'm right on this.
So that's true play record and come back.
Because the people in the XFM office, yeah, I mean they're pretty wise. They're up on that stuff.
No, he used it in a different way.
Play record.
No, hang on a minute. Let me hear it.
All it is power of suggestion, apparently. And when Hitler used to do his big speeches to people.
Yeah. Do I play? What should we play?
Come on. Finish your
point. Well, that's about it.
Who told you that?
Saying.
Ian Canfield.
A few different people.
All right.
The big thinkers out there. In the XFM office. The brain boxes.
But anyway, right? It's
because I mean, Magnuson works Sonic 7 now, doesn't he?
Right. Listen.
Or was it Paxman? Was it Jamie Paxman?
That blew me away, right? That the fact that he got the name, he got the number. Spooky bit, right? I'm walking home. I called you up a couple of times and I left a message on your phone because it was just amazing. Not only was he good at magic, but his maths was brilliant. No, well, that thing adding up to 42 was like, how did he do that? I mean, we didn't even make a big deal out of that.
He said that to me. He said, all Carol Vorderman's got is the maths.
Do you know what I mean? Imagine him on Countdown.
Yeah.
He'd even know what they were going to write down. Do you know what I mean? So a bit of a wasted talent. I should see him again about that. I think he's
He said, I said, why are you doing it on mucking around on telly? Then he went, sorry? Yeah. He went, why are you mucking around on telly?
Yeah.
And he said you could make some serious money. I think Steve went, well, he does all right. He went, nah, but he did that the ticket thing all day.
Yeah. But didn't you say to him you should be working for the police force?
I said, yeah, you should be in a police station. You could help people out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not a daft idea, is it?
Not really.
Right. So anyway, right. So I get home. Still, I'm calling different people up walking home. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Right. I called Suzanne up telling her about it. And she's like, slow down. She said, you're like a little kid who's just been on a fairground ride or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Slow down. All right, so I'm telling her, call me mum and dad up. My dad wasn't that impressed.
No, of course
he's
not.
He's like, well, it's all been done before. Yeah. But anyway, right.
So, but then he wasn't impressed with Little Donkey, was he?
No, he's not impressed by much, is he?
Right, so I get in.
He probably had to nip out down to the phone box.
Right.
Do some thieving.
Yeah. We've forgotten bread. Love. Yeah. I'm just going on the phone box.
Yeah.
Right, so I get into my flat, right, and what they do in my flat where I live, they put the post in like these little pigeonholes. Right, and I don't normally check them out. I leave it for Suzanne to do, right?
Sure.
But this time, for some weird reason, I thought, right, I'll check it, see if we've got any post. Open it up. There's only this. A letter for Miss Harris.
Yep, there it is. Bona fide in front of us. A letter addressed to a Miss Harris.
Well, does she live there?
No, it's my address. She doesn't live there.
Did she ever?
Don't know. It doesn't matter. It's weird, isn't it?
But
normally, I think there was a guy who lived there called Yakishoki.
Mr. 42.
It was definitely wasn't an Harris, right? This is the first time we've had a letter for this woman.
Yes.
Right.
But what are you claiming? Because Darren Brown himself admits that it is not paranormal, it is not supernatural, it is a trick. Is it a trick.
Is it?
But he would say that, wouldn't he? Hitler said that. Play a record.
Well, can we open this?
No! It's illegal!
No, but I'm thinking if it's a birthday card for someone's like 42nd birthday.
Right. You can't open that letter. Go and put it back or put not no. You cannot open that letter.
Why not?
You can't open someone else's mail because you think Darren Brown's supernatural.
What if we steamed it open and then resealed it? No one would know.
It's only a letter.
You can't. You can, but I don't want any part of it.
Carl, I think you should open it.
No, you open it.
I'm not opening it. It's against the law. You should open it, though.
We won't open it, then.
They won't send you to prison.
Don't forget it.
No, you'll get off.
Cure? Yeah.
Bit of cure.
There's no cure, no.
I'm tempted to open it.
Well, do you want to, Steve? There you go.
No, I'm not going to open it, but I think you should, definitely. Six Different Ways by The Cure from the album The Head on the Door. We've enjoyed that.
Head on the Door, Carl. Ooh, bit of a coincidence.
Spooky, isn't it?
It was only 4 weeks ago you were talking about a head and a door.
Exactly.
Has the door got a number on it? 42.
Oh, dear.
Oh. So we're not opening it?
No.
Well, I can't open it because as the producer, right?
Oh, yeah, because your standing in society is such that they'd make a real example of you.
Yeah.
That a producer of a tin pot radio show once a week. Yeah, he should know better. He can press buttons and talk at the same time. Sending down. But they wouldn't try you in an adult court.
You would get away. You would get away with it. Just they'd hear you speaking for a little while, and the judge would end up squeezing your head and letting you off.
It'd be like those people who train monkeys to break in. Do you remember down in South London? We talked about it in the past, yeah. And they were going around robbing stuff, and they trained them to do it. Yeah,
I
don't think those monkeys would have got in trouble. It would have been the keepers. So, you know, I think XFM would probably take the rap.
Will you open it?
No, I can't be seen to open it.
No, he's a writer-director.
Exactly.
So am I. I can't be seen to open it.
I'll give it here, then.
Right, I'm having no part of this.
That's against the law, but...
Right, I'm having no part of it.
Open it. Come on, you've started now.
Right.
The thing is, if it's important, we can say maybe she's listening.
But do you need distress? What could be anything? What are you going to say? We're going to say, oh, and if you are listening, Mrs. Harris, you have got gonorrhea. Call the clinic. Do you know what I mean? It could be anything.
Oh dear.
Oh well. I think my talk did well. Well, what is it?
He's the number 42 on there.
What is it? Can you say? Be careful. What?
Let me see what it is.
What is it?
Oh. Dear sir, madam, your periodical dental inspection is now due. Would you kindly contact the surgery to make an appointment? Harris, Mrs. Harris, if you're listening, your periodical dental inspection is now due. You might want to contact the dental surgeon that you normally go to.
She could have a faulty tooth.
Forty-two.
I don't believe it. 42.
42. Oh my God.
God, that Darren's good.
Brown's good, isn't it?
Oh dear.
That's some blur, then.